Into Lace Market House on a day like today, where I can actually genuinely wear my summer hat and actually wear my sunglasses, because it's a beautiful day. We haven't had too many of those this year, but those that we have, we just have to absorb every moment, and it reminds me why physical is always so much better than digital. And we mustn't forget that digital is about recreating the physical, especially when it comes to films and media and art. The ultimate expression is naturalism. It's the hardest form to replicate. As I'm walking down the street here, there's just the breeze that's brushing past me, and in itself is making a sound that only I'm experiencing. Everyone else experiences the breeze around them in different ways, but the sun on your face. I've even managed to be wearing my sandals because I just love to have the air on my feet. And as I stroll down this road on the way in, it just changes your mood. It lightens your day, and it's a great amplifier. It's a great addition to life, this world wide web, this super highway of technology. But ultimately, where we end up with at the end, when all the power's turned off, when the lights go out, when the internet is unplugged, we have to open our eyes and look what's around us. And that's where it gets even better in terms of the real world, because we do have sight, and on the web we sit and we can listen to the sound through speakers. But in the real world, there is truly a 360 degree immersive environment that we take for granted. You walk down the street and you see rubbish and litter and buildings that have been built over either years and decades and generations. We look around us and we've got the whole of history laid beneath our feet, and we impose the next layer of it for our current civilization. But it's a world that we should all look around in, on especially on great summer's days, and go, this is a good world to live in. There's a load of awful stuff happening at the moment, and we can't always do something about it personally, but what we can do is talk to the people around us. You know, not on a chat room, not on a telephone, but actually the people who sit next to us at work, the people who are in the office next to you maybe, that you hardly ever see. Cooler chat. Amazing thing that I think should be hugely encouraged by all management, and even having topics of the day pinned up at the water cooler, I think would be amazing. Or pictures that trigger conversation. Turning myself to thinking about sound and ambience quite a lot recently, because I'm applying for a sound project, which I will be putting together at the end of today. So it seems to be a few. Seems like there's a few projects and proposals coming about, which for me is encouraging me to explore digital and explore my interests in ways that I never have been able to before. So quite a few projects on the horizon, and of course the most exciting one for me is TEDx Lace Market, which essentially is an awesome team putting together an event exploring the concept of family and coexistence in life. But as an event that I'm involved with without any brief except laid down by myself and the team, it's an absolute dream for any events professional, because I get to dream the dream, and as long as I can bring in some sponsorship, I can present reality. So it's been a very slow stroll down my Boo Street, and so I imagine I've probably gone over my 5 minutes, so thanks for listening, guys, and hope the weather's awesome where you are. Just enjoy the day.